Did sitting on the fence hurt? Bojo finally admits biological males don't belong in women's sports. By Peter Cattell on April 6, 2022. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has finally publicly admitted that biological men do not belong in women's sports. Boris Johnson, Britain's current Prime Minister, appears to have finally shifted off the fence in regards to the transgender athlete debate, telling an interviewer that biological men do not belong in women's sports. The Conservative Party leader's statement comes after a period of controversy within British politics in regards to what the word woman actually means, with one senior official from Johnson's party failing to give a definition of the term when asked to do so on air. While having previously skirted around the topic of what makes a woman, Boris Johnson gave a far more concrete answer on Wednesday regarding the question of whether biological males have a place in women's sports. "I don't think that biological males should be competing in female sporting events," the Prime Minister is reported by Sky News as saying. "Maybe that's a controversial thing to say," he continued. "But it just seems to me to be sensible." Johnson also said that he wished for women to be able to have their own spaces in publicly accessible environments, such as toilets and changing rooms. "I also happen to think that women should have spaces, whether it is in hospitals or prisons or changing rooms or wherever, which are dedicated to women," the broadcaster also reports the Conservative Party head is saying. Boris Johnson's comments come after a period of Conservative Party politicians making apparent efforts to seemingly appease trans lobbyists and activists, with the government's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, even previously failing to define exactly what a woman was live on air, much to the amusement of the journalist interviewing him. However, despite the Prime Minister making more concrete statements regarding the place, or lack thereof, biological males have in women's sports, Johnson also paid significant reverence to trans activists and ideology during the interview. "My position doesn't mean that I am not immensely sympathetic to people that want to change gender, to transition, and it is vital that we give people the maximum possible love and support in making those decisions," Boris Johnson is also reported as saying, while also noting that he was very proud of the work he and his Conservative Party had done to champion these issues. The Prime Minister also paid homage to the organizations outraged over the fact that the government's new conversion therapy ban will not extend to the issue of transgenderism, calling the groups involved good organizations whom he has had great relations with. Johnson's comments came only days after the leader heaped praise on fellow Conservative Party MP Jamie Wallace for coming out as trans. The MP has since come out and said that he is bitterly disappointed by the fact Johnson has left out transgenderism from the ban on conversion therapy, with the Daily Mail reporting Wallace as saying that it was wrong to exclude protections for a whole group of people from a practice described as abhorrent. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.